Just reach. Just touch in, because you know, say, Sean, I've been looking at you online way too long, bro.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yo, too
it's
much.
It's about 3 years since I've been here, man.
Bro, too much zooming and not in the same room and them things true. There. Sean Paul is here. Big up yourself.
Straight.
What's welcome up, back to town.
Give thanks.
Give thanks, man. Never and worry. I mean, let's just call it what it is. One of the most important artists of the last several decades.
I appreciate that.
No, literally.
I appreciate that, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not because I'm a brethren, not because me a Jamaican, but because numbers don't lie. People lie. You understand?
True.
When I look at the numbers, Sean, 7 million streams a month, 1.9 billion streams in total and counting.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a lot. And I give thanks for it, man.
25.4 million streams, like, a month. They say that you've reached the level, I don't even like how that's worded, that Sean Paul has reached the level of global artists such as John Legend, Fleetwood Mac, and Kirk Franklin. I mean, you were around before John Legend, really, so, I mean.
Well, as a musician, yeah, maybe that's what people would know.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who coming out of the business and thing year to year, so, you know, I mean, you would say Doja Cat is pretty new, but people knew her from a long time ago.
Exactly.
So, you know, so it go.
So it go. But, yeah. You know, I'm well, here to tell you. No, I'm here to tell you, like, on the iHeartRadio platform, here to tell everybody, like, we are sitting in the company of a legend, a Jamaican legend, a global legend. And I believe, Sean, that you are pretty much the most consistent artist of the last few generations. Touring, streaming, releasing, like, you haven't stopped.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. And you know, I keep saying I give thanks for it, but I have to. I can't boastful without saying, you know, these are the facts, but give thanks for that.
Yeah, man.
When I first started out, never knew how far it would go, but I just knew this music. I felt big about it.
Yeah.
I felt big about the genre itself and what people were missing out on. And I also felt big about what I could do in the genre. I just didn't know how far it would have gone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, when people talk about Sean Paul, a lot of times they reference your 2000s hits and, like, that era, you know, that kind of golden era of dancehall and pop music. But, I mean, you're consistently putting up number ones. You got number ones with Sia. You know, you've got all these artists who, the minute you touch a track, the thing shotgun to a next level. Does that make you feel a way that people are still reflecting on the 2000s, not really bigging up the things that are going on right now?
Chart. No, man, that feels good. You know what I mean? I feel like I was on point back then. So, you know, it's a prolific style then. I mean, you know, it's not no whole conscious music, but it's long-lasting music.
True. But as we say, Sean Paul is back in Canada after a very long hiatus.
Yeah.
Kind of like back
what up,
home,
Canada?
Man.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a gift for you.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, got you on my birthday.
So, happy birthday, bro. It's the one I named.
Sean, really?
Minty Whites or something like so.
Wow. Minty. Look what.
I don't want to name.
This, so,
I don't want to name.
This is Minty White.
Yeah, I don't want to name something on a cake. Yeah.
One kind of cake, something is cream cake.
Yeah, man, I grow up, my bridging way.
Yo, Sean Paul brought me some good old ganja. Look here, I must say high grade too, don't?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right.
That's the real ganja, that man.
On the ganja, this is a weird moment for a lot of people. Like, oh my God, there's weed at iHeartRadio. We in Canada, y'all. Like, weed is very legal here.
Yeah, and it's been years, and it's been awesome to know that, you know, after so much of my friends and even family has kind of gotten in certain trouble because of the substance, because of that tree.
Yeah.
That now things have changed for a little bit. Yeah.
Let me give you your flowers too again, because and I'll give you your marijuana flowers if I may. Sean Paul was one of the people back in the days when my top boat, we be burning, give me the light. These were like blatant ganja tunes, like
mana ganja, man,
don't it? Like,
man.
Sean, back in those days, were people kind of like looking? Was anyone kind of telling you not to release these songs where you were blatantly talking about, you know, your appreciation for the plant? Was anyone in opposition in your camp or?
No. It was kind of like the trend in Jamaica at the time, and it was, you know, still illegal there, but You know, it was in everybody's face, so to speak. And lawyers and doctors and judges was also taking part when they're ready.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, over the years, there's been a lot of controversy over it. And then now there's people saying, oh, yo, you know, it doesn't make you crazy. It actually is good for certain things.
True.
So it's been an awesome thing to see. My father himself was somebody who crashed a ganja plane in the Everglades.
Wow.
And got deported to Jamaica in 1984, yeah. About that. Ghostbusters time, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
and then, you know, to see it kind of become just the norm then, or freed up, is awesome.
Brother, like literally around the corner, like in a walking distance from here, you have about 5 different weed dispensaries. Like out there, down there, sir. Right, that's like there's weed everywhere.
I hope they got my boy's stuff.
No, trust me, bro. This is a real thing. Look here. Oh, this is just wonderful. I think this is a first. I don't think we've ever been gifted weed at iHeartRadio ever. Right? This is a first. Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, give thanks. So, I mean, you were one of the people who were unapologetically speaking about that.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever thanked you? I mean, people are making millions of dollars. Someone needs to thank Sean Paul.
Sometimes people be like, "Yo, that's dope." And I'm like, "All right, respect." But I mean, singing about things that I like became the thing in the studio. Because at first, you was trying to write all these highfalutin, like, technical stuff, and then it was just like, nah, just give me the light and party. Yo, let's do what made me feel
simple
good.
Things.
Yeah, and you know, people appreciated it. It hit at a time. That song hit at a time where, you know, the 9/11 just happened, and it was like, yo, crazy times for people. You know, thinking of what was going to happen on Earth. So I think songs like this is giving people a release, like, yo, let's, because, you know, when a lot of bad news start hitting you and you're seeing it all the time, it's like, yo, I don't, and that's kind of what Give Me the Light and songs like that feel like. It's like, yeah, no, I don't party every day. I mean, you know, I'm a dad now.
Right.
But them song, they provide the release, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's a crazy context. I forgot that Give Me the Light was around them time, they're like 9/11 and them things.
Yeah, because really, it was shocking to me. I was like, yo, I think I should be putting out more conscious music. And people was like, yo, people is too down, like,
yeah,
we feel down, and them song, they lift we up.
Real talk. Yeah. I mean, listen, as a DJ, like, if you're a good DJ, and like, say somebody dropped down dead on your dance floor and ambulance come in and they're coming to drag out the body. Look here, if you need one song to get the crowd back to partying, if you're a good DJ, you have a crate with at least 3 Sean Paul songs, don't it?
See?
All right, so.
Even like Get Busy and Temper.
I'm just calling my exact.
Something.
Simple. Yeah. And that is a beautiful thing. Like, not too many artists are in that category of like, these are the standards for 20 odd years. You understand? Like, that's fantastic. But we're also here talking about the brand new album, Scorcher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Which, I have an next present for you.
Well, what it? Yo.
Scorcher. I got a lot of stuff in my pocket.
Yo, Sean Paul, look at this. Scorcher at sauce.
Yes, it.
Wow.
So the album came out May 27th. And Big Bad Tunes with, you know, a whole heap of different people.
Scotch bonnet, that's real hot Jamaican pepper, yeah?
Yeah, the tasty type.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to put this right next to my fire, too.
Yeah, it's mixed with truffles, and me start throw that, too. So the sauce is about to become more mass-produced and out there. The album had quite a few singles, me and Ty Dolla $ign, me and Sia.
Yeah.
Me and Pia, and right now we just throw out the thing with Gwen Stefani.
Can we talk about that song for a little bit? Like, that song's really exciting to me. The fact that you got Shensia, dancehall, like, empress right now,
yeah,
and Gwen Stefani on the same track. But I'm surprised that, like, you're just now linking up with Gwen Stefani. Like, me that thing's like, from, like, the moment of collaborations where you have, me that thing's like Gwen Stefani on a link from back in the days.
She was cussing me when we met. Like, she was like, yo, how come you didn't call me up till now?
Right.
And I'm like, damn. You know, songs just feel like, you know, this is that person for me. Like, with no lie, I was looking for somebody who was new and fresh.
Yeah.
And sound amazing. And when people started to send me stuff that she had done, Dua Lipa, I was like, damn, that's her. you know, for the rest of the songs, I didn't really, I haven't felt a vibe that it was like Gwen until when I got this one. I was like, this is definitely for Gwen.
Yeah.
You know, long time she hasn't done reggae. She's always given us great nods with her style and, you know, the certain songs she do and, you know, put certain artists in there like Big Up Bounty Killer and mm-hmm. Lady Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Those songs are classics from No Doubt days. And so, you know, I just felt like it's the right timing to come back with her on a track right now, especially this one, Reggae One Drop, Love Us Rock.
It's a great song. It's a great song. It's like a love song, you know what I mean? And how was she in studio? Were you in studio with her or you guys did a virtually?
It was something I wrote with Emily Warren, Big Up Emily.
Mm-hmm.
She writes a lot of tunes with different people and a couple with me. No Lie was one of them. And then this one too. And, you know, I just pinpointed Gwen as like, I wanna get Gwen to do it. When she heard it, I was kind of, you know, there's people, believe it or not, that I've sent songs to and they're like, I like it, but, you know, and I'm like, damn, all right.
I actually don't believe you. Yeah, I can't believe that there's an artist out there.
There's one or two.
Bretta, there's an artist out there that get a Sean Paul chewing them to say, and they wave it off, really?
Yeah, they're like, yo, right now I have a little tied up. And my album's coming out. And I get it, red tape, bro. It's happened to me before.
Yo.
It's happened to me before with some artists I really rate. So I don't take offense to it. Like, I have a song with them, and then I'm about to step on there. They're like, you know, yo, I can't go. Or I do the same thing, like, yo, I can't go right now. If you release this now, I'm not going to be able to promote it. I'm going to be on tour. I'm promoting this song that just came out for me. So there's red tape in the business, you know what I mean?
Timing.
It's not all the time, yeah. Like as a young artist, your schedule is basically free for you to paint your canvas.
True.
But when you get to a certain level, there's times where you don't have that free time because you know you gotta be at iHeartRadio.
Okay, well, I understand what I say, but to all the artists out there, if you get a Sean Paul track and you don't take it, we have a saying in Toronto: "Are you dumb?
Like, are you dumb?
Get this." Record the Sean Paul track, bro. Yeah. And well, let's just go through some of the collabos over the years. I mean, Tory Lanez, Beyonce, Blue Cantrell, Akon, Busta Rhymes, Pia Mia, Clips, Mr. Vegas, Damian Marley, Simple Plan, Keisha Cole, Beanie Man, Little Mix, EVE, Nelly, Jay Sean, Enrique Iglesias, Santana.
Yeah.
Bro, Estelle, Rihanna, Sia, DMX, Top Shotta.
Yes, bro.
Here Comes the Boom. One of my favorite songs of all time.
R.I.P.D.
You actually got here right after the OVO North All-Stars thing happened. Drake got all
those. That's brought out a bunch of people.
Yo, Drake brought out all the Canadian All-Stars for like a reunion.
Nelly.
It was crazy. I'm wondering why Sean Paul wasn't there. I mean, no, you're not necessarily Canadian, but you are pretty much, when you think about the style and the sound of Toronto and Canada, I mean, it's Sean Paul's kind of genre and your associations with some of those foundation people that really is the fabric of here. Would you, I mean, I think it would have been appropriate for you to be on that stage.
If I was here in Caribbean, I would have come through. Yeah. I think I would have been at the event. Mm-hmm. If he was the car man, no, that would be a different thing. I don't know. I don't know a dude that way. So
you don't know Drake?
I met him once or twice in a club, like, what's up, bro? And, you know.
Yo, brother, like, this is another link that I'm kind of surprised has not been made yet. Like,
true, think, I come to Jamaica a couple of times.
Yo, in Jamaica with Popcorn and all them people, they're like.
Yeah, Big Up Popcorn.
Big Up Popcorn and Winch part him there right now. But, like, I feel like you and Drake should have linked by now.
I feel like that too, but, you know, at the time now, I'm somebody who establishing the business and, you know, there's a star coming up who don't need no help. He's blown up, you know. I was kind of waiting for somebody like that to say to me, say, especially coming to Jamaica, be saying, yo, you know what I mean?
Like, you have to hear the general them, like, you're one of general.
Yeah, but even link up to do music, and that never happened. So, I never had a link to that vibe. I came to Toronto a couple of years ago. And somebody in my crew was like, yo, come to the studio, Drake said. But I never really got the full word. And I was actually at another studio at the time doing my thing. So, it never happened. I did a remix for somebody in Hot 97 with Bad Bunny. And Drake's on that record.
Mm.
So, yeah. But yeah, it would have been a good link up. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can't
and
still
I would have done that show. I would have been on that show,
bro,
man.
That show would have shotgun to like the moon if you were
if
there.
I stepped in the building, it would have been like, you.
Well, it's never too late. You know, the future is not written. Drake, you know, call it brother, man. Him there, Canada right now.
Easy.
All right.
In your town.
In the city. What's your favorite song in the catalog? I mean, we have countless tunes.
Yeah.
What is your favorite song? I know what my favorite Sean Paul song is, but what's yours?
The biggest ones is Get Busy and Temperature. I either open or close shows with those two.
Okay.
Those are a real, you know, show like starters or stoppers. But yeah, I have so much songs and year to year, like my favorites on this album is Borrowed Time and also the next one called Good Day.
Borrowed Time has a lot of real talk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk some real things about relationships. And
yeah, it's about like being satisfied and wondering if creeping or cheating makes sense.
It's an issue. It's a real thing.
Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, it you want it and you push to go there and then it's like you realize your priorities in life is like, yo, this is not where I need to be.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come to iHeartRadio, linking up once again.
Big up. Respect.
Yo, much respect to Sean Paul. Sean Paul is here to perform tonight at History. That's Drake's new venue.
Okay. I didn't know.
Once again, the link can be made. No. We're going to work on that. I'm going to put it out there. Sean Paul and Drake link sooner than later. But in the meantime, enjoy Scarcha. Congratulations on all the success.
You've done.
Let's go Bonating.
Yeah, man, I have to do that.
Sean Paul at iHeartRadio. Scarcha, go get that.
Mad something.